Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewachung. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 26. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 26. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Reflect with me, dear friends, on the theme, the Lord's table as a proclamation of God's grace. The passage in 1 Corinthians 11 from verses 17 to 34 reveals a critical issue in the early church, specifically within the congregation of Corinth. The Corinthians had failed to practice the Lord's Supper correctly. Although they partook of the bread and the cup, their behavior at the table was far from Christ-like. Their gatherings perpetuated social distinctions and failed to reflect the unity and humility exemplified by Christ on the cross. The historical context provides insight into the problem. Some members of the Corinthian church were more affluent than others, and they displayed their status through their behavior at the communal meal. This practice reinforced societal norms where those with wealth and power exhibited their privilege. However, this went against the teachings of Christ, who had broken down social barriers and served all, regardless of their status. My dear friends, whenever we receive communion, we must ask ourselves if we are truly practicing the Lord's Supper in the spirit intended by Christ. Are our table practices echoing the scandalous message of God's grace? Are we welcoming all without regard for social distinctions? The Corinthians' failure should serve as a reminder to us that the Lord's table is meant to be a proclamation of God's grace, where Christ's sacrificial love is our example. Dear friends, in a world marked by divisions and inequalities, the Lord's table is a symbol of unity and reconciliation. It challenges us to look beyond societal norms and cultural divisions and to embrace one another as equals in the body of Christ. Like the Corinthians, we should recognize that Christ was handed over by God for our sins, and we must respond by following his example of humility, selflessness, and love. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts humbled by the powerful message of your word. As we reflect on the Corinthians' failure to practice the Lord's Supper correctly, we pray for your guidance and grace. Help us, Lord, to make the Lord's Supper a place of unity, love, and grace. May our actions and attitudes align with the scandalous message of the cross, where all are welcomed and distinctions are erased. Transform us, Lord, so that our proclamation of your grace may shine brightly until the day Christ returns. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.